Lately, news of the coronavirus has been everywhere, and in a sense, it seems almost like a very slow-moving train. You know eventually it's going to get here, but you don't know how long it's going to take. And I think reactions to this spread of the coronavirus in America have probably varied from a justified reaction to maybe a completely unjustified reaction. And today, are we going to try to figure out what our equilibrium should be surrounding coronavirus?
Well, I think that's the hope. And, you know, first of all, it's important to note I'm not a public health official, and I can't offer, I think, what most listeners want to know, which is what's going to happen and what should I do? We don't know what's going to happen. At the least of the time we're having this conversation, there's quite a bit of uncertainty about what this will look like here. Could it be nothing or extraordinarily isolated cases and the vast majority of us go on our daily life as if nothing's changed? Or could it have more serious sort of interruptions in our life? To the point where, you know, we've seen entire countries, you know, have pretty drastic changes in their everyday life. And so we don't know.
I am not a psychologist. I do know the human mind hates uncertainty.
We do. And that's absolutely right. And so I think from the psychological perspective, it's worth sort of thinking, what do we do with that? We have an uncertain situation where it's unclear how serious it is or what it could be, how it might affect our family and people we care about. And yeah, we don't tend to do so great when we're put in situations like this. And what I thought it might be helpful today is to talk a little bit about what are some things we can do to help with that uncertainty and to give us a sense of control and sort of mastery of our environment. And maybe what are some of the things we can let go of that maybe things we try to do to help with the uncertainty but actually can make things worse.
Would you want to start with maybe what we should do?
Probably a good idea. And you know, the basic idea with anxiety is we want to focus on and what we can control. Do the things you can do that help and let go of the things that don't. So what are things we can do right now? Well, there we want to look to our public health officials for guidance, the Centers for Disease Control or the World Health Organization. And there are some small but meaningful steps we can do, starting with simple things like washing your hands. We all know this. We all know we should. And it turns out Americans are not so great at it. So what's the general rule? At least 20 seconds. That's happy birthday, singing twice. And you should be doing it many, many times a day. Especially now if we're thinking about protecting yourself, if you're having contacts with others before eating, other places, you really, you know, you can wash your hands too much, but you have to really go out of your way to do it. And so more is probably better. So hand washing, absolutely there. Another simple thing is stay home if you're sick and not feeling well, right? Sometimes in our culture, we like to, you know, like promote the idea that you're going to come into work no matter what and be that hero that's always there. But it turns out that actually makes us less safe when we do that. And that's in general flu season, but especially now with this additional threat. Staying home if you're sick is a way you can help protect your coworkers, people you care about, and it's also a way you can take care of yourself, right? And, you know, that's about it. Other things like getting a flu vaccine, if you haven't already, can help. And, you know, a final piece, if you really, you know, are feeling that, you know, there could be a concern that this might affect you in your life, doing some basic preparations like having at least a 30-day supply of prescription medication or other medications you use daily, and having a week or two supply of extra food and household essentials can help. But those are the small basic things you can do. A lot of it is, what do you let go of that your mind might be telling you have to do to help, but actually can, you know, really just leave you struck and stuck and feeling worse?
Is this list longer than the first one?
You know, it might be. But no, some of the things to avoid are, well, one, just being careful about, you know, information and how much attention you give to this. Yes, this is a serious concern. We need to take it seriously and take those steps to help prepare. But it turns out that, you know, with the advent of the internet and 24-hour media, you can live this and only this information in your life. And at least at the point now where we're talking about it, that probably doesn't seem to be healthy. So, you know, a lot of times we talk about with anxiety, you kind of leave plan time to prepare and do the things you can do. But then it might be time to unplug a bit and make sure you're attending to other things in your life, that you're, you know, having a balance of information you consume. I think another thing to look out for is to be on the lookout for misinformation or exaggerated information, right? There are lots of people with strong opinions on the internet. And, you know, a lot of times if you key in or, you know, to believing something or looking for information that you're concerned, you're going to find no end to information that concerns you, right? We call that the confirmation bias in psychology. Mm-hmm. You know, in the same way, if you know, someone's prone to not believe something is a threat, they can look for information for that and underestimate something. So the best thing to do is really seek out reliable sources of information, you know, like sort of federal centers like the Centers for Disease Control, or like, you know, an NPR station to trust to give you some balanced information about what's happening, but then make sure you're doing other things in your life. You know, other things you can do is just making sure you're taking care of yourself. You're eating, sleeping, you know, all the sorts of things that, you know, are essential for our sort of well-being. We don't want to put those on hold because of a possible threat. Because, you know, what that could do is actually lead to problems here and now. When you know, the best thing you can do for your psychological and physical health is to take care of yourself. And so making sure that all the sort of positive routines you built in your life, you're continuing them to the extent that they are the sort of helping you and keeping you healthy.